Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you have attended a birthday party or maybe even watched a Facebook video where they had a piñata hoisted up for the kids? Piñatas used to be extremely popular, especially in the Mexican culture. They are beautifully designed around the shape of an animal, made out of paper mache, and can be really colorful. Although piñatas are hard on the outside, they are completely hollow within. And they are loaded with treasures, pieces of candy for the children. And when piñatas are part of a birthday party theme, kids really look forward to taking their turns being blindfolded and swinging a baseball bat or another stick to try and break the piñata open. While the kids are laughing and screaming and cheering until finally the piñata is smacked so many times that it bursts wide open, spilling the candy all over the ground, and the kids scramble for it, trying to grab as much candy as they can. When Jesus Christ was brutally crucified, his body hung there on the cross, battered and bruised, much like a piñata. Although the scene was very colorful, it wasn't very beautiful. It was gory. His blood and sweat dripped profusely all over his dead body. People were laughing, but not with childlike joy. Instead, they mocked him because they couldn't wait to see him dead. It wasn't until the Roman soldier finally took the tip of a spear and poked deep into Jesus' side that real treasure poured forth. Not candy and chocolate, but an eternal treasure, richer and sweeter for your soul. It was the promised treasure of water and blood. John is the only gospel writer to refer to the Roman soldier that struck Jesus, piercing his side with a spear. Only St. John adds this beautiful commentary later in 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. This is he who came by the water and the blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. And although some recent commentators may differ on how to interpret these words, the early church fathers never wavered. The water that poured forth from Jesus' side signifies holy baptism. And the blood from his side signifies what we celebrate tonight, Jesus giving us the New Testament in his own Holy Supper. Both holy baptism and the Lord's Supper are worthless and useless without Jesus' crucifixion. This is why St. Ambrose, who wrote the hymn, Savior of the Nations Come, indicates that Jesus' body is like a holy temple by which we take great treasures. The piercing of Jesus' side produced incredible heavenly and eternal riches for the church. And they will never cease to flow on this side of heaven. The sacraments of holy baptism and the Lord's Supper literally transfer Jesus Christ, his love, his forgiveness, and his presence directly from the cross over 2,000 years ago into our time and our space right now. This is why Jesus said as his ascension, Behold, I am with you always, to the very end of the age, Matthew 28, verse 20. And even though Jesus has ascended, filling all things in the universe, he is closer than ever to us, to his church, which continues to grow by giving birth to the new. For just as God formed a bride, Eve, from the rib of Adam's side, so the church, the bride of Christ, is formed from the water, from the side of Christ. Just as Eve is the mother of all people, so the cross and the holy baptism are the birthplaces for all of God's children. St. Paul agrees by saying, all who are baptized into Christ are baptized into his death and are buried with him. But beyond the water of Christ's cross, referring to holy baptism, the church fathers and the reformers also recognize the connection of the blood to which we celebrate this evening, the anniversary of the Lord's Supper. This altar and this table provides you with a regular, continual spiritual fountain of refreshment. In the book of Exodus, the people of Israel often murmured because they couldn't find water. Moses was instructed by the Lord to strike a rock with his staff. Water poured forth to quench their thirst. Isn't it sort of ironic that just as Moses struck a rock to bring out the water, a Roman soldier would also strike the rock of all ages, Jesus Christ, with a spear to bring out blood and water? Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Water and blood still pour from Jesus' side today to cleanse us and redeem us from our sin. I pray that you won't leave here tonight without recognizing the promised treasure that Jesus gives us right now in his true body and his true blood. The same body that was pierced for you and blood poured out for you. The reason we are talking so much about blood and water today is because this is the night when our Lord washed his disciples' feet and initiated a New Testament with the sacrament of the altar. And since he gives us this meal in such closeness to what happens tomorrow night, what we celebrate tomorrow night on Good Friday, it is essential to discuss both sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, which we as LCMS Lutherans hold so dear to our hearts. And what you receive at this table is far more meaningful than kids knocking down a piñata at a birthday party. The riches that pour out of Jesus' side for you are the waters of holy baptism and the blood of the Lord's Supper. They are the fountain of life. They bring all the spiritual riches from what Jesus accomplished over 2,000 years ago to you right here, right now. It can be very easy for us to talk about what Jesus did and how he lived and how he taught and how he died. It's all laid out in Holy Scriptures for us. But that's head knowledge. However, the Holy Spirit works through the sacraments to draw the cross of Jesus closer to us every day, amid our broken lives, to touch us deeply in our souls. That's heart knowledge. And it is this heart knowledge brought to us through the water and the blood that changes our lives. In baptismal water, you're reborn. And now you die to sin because Jesus died, and all that sin was buried with him. And in just a few short days, we will rise with Jesus as we celebrate Easter Sunday. Through sacramental bread and wine, you recall again not only the cross of Jesus, but also how his body and blood still enters you to forgive all your sins. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew 26, 28. Tonight, celebrate all the treasures that flow from Jesus' side. Yes, it's always fun to go to birthday parties and swing at piñatas till they burst open with candy. But what you receive from the stricken body of Jesus Christ produces so much more. Grace, mercy, love, compassion, forgiveness, and eternal life. His side is open now. Come and gather for this promised treasure. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.